This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that people convicted of terrorism offenses should not be allowed out of prison early. As Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports, Johnson's statement came after it was revealed the London Bridge attacker Usman Khan was released from jail last year before the end of his sentence.
Johnson made his comments while visiting the scene of Friday's attack with Home Secretary Priti Patel and emergency workers.
I've said for a long time now that I think the practice of automatic early release, where you cut a sentence in half and let really serious violent offenders out early, simply isn't working. And I think you've had some very good evidence of how that isn't working, I'm afraid, with this case.
Khan was wrestled to the ground by bystanders and then shot dead by police. A man and a woman were also killed in the attack.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. Dutch police on Saturday said they had arrested a 35-year-old man suspected of stabbing three young people on a street in the center of The Hague late Friday. Police said the suspect, described as having no fixed address, was brought to a police station for questioning. The three people injured, two 15-year-old girls and a 13-year-old boy, were all discharged from the hospital late Friday evening. The search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in Albania has ended, Prime Minister Edi Rama said Saturday. In all, 51 people died, including seven children. 900 were injured. More than 5,000 people are without shelter, and 1,200 buildings were destroyed in the 6.4 magnitude quake and the aftershocks that followed earlier this week. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is